Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 13th, and the whole week ahead. There is a lurch forward by Saturn in the sign of Sagittarius, and for you that means you need to deal with anything medical and anything to do with health and healing. So for instance, if you've not been looking after yourself, now's the time to do it. It really is a time for TLC, and not give up on yourself, and certainly not deny yourself things that you need for life and living. Here's your Sunday stars. With Venus opposing Neptune, there's always the possibility that either you will kid yourself or someone will kid you. You cannot allow people into your life unless they're genuine and honest. Fakery or frauds will actually just take. It's a difficult aspect because there is always a desire to be drawn towards people who are seductive and flattering, but you really do owe it to yourself to protect yourself now. Here's your Monday stars. Not a bad aspect for dealing with other people on a one-to-one basis. It can be an emotional thing, but it can also be a professional or a business situation too. But certainly the stars today are very, very good for that special relationship to be built up between you and someone else. And the possibility of somebody making you offers or giving you a chance to do something with them is very likely. And here's your Tuesday stars. The moon in Capricorn, the emphasis is again on relationships and partnerships. And just looking down here, because there's a full moon about to happen in a couple of days' time, there is a bit of emotional turmoil going on. So be careful that you don't allow your emotions to get out of hand, because you know what you're like. You are a Cancerian. Here's your Wednesday stars. It's full moon's eve. And with that full moon in Aquarius, it is a difficult one for you to handle, because it throws your passions and desires and emotions and feelings into this heady vortex. My best advice is today is to be very firm and strong with yourself, not to get involved in anything that is emotional. Because if you do, you may make choices or decisions you could come to regret. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, it's a full moon in Aquarius, which is your 8th house. And I suggest that you look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because the 8th house is formidable. It can also mean a release from obsessions and a psychological breakthrough. Won't happen easily, but if you concentrate on those things now that seem to push you back and make you fearful in a kind of way, then you will be able to deal with situations and have that psychological breakthrough you need. Here's your Friday stars. Well, the next 2 weeks are going to be very sexual. They're going to bring passions to the fore and desires too. The chances of you meeting somebody are greatly increased. It's possible someone will come into your life and you will wonder why. Because there is such a strong fated feel to yesterday's full moon, it's one of those things where you can't possibly avoid anything that you are meant to go through now, a life experience.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.